Carrot had climbed down the pile and moved the debris aside, he floated face up, a big sad grin painted on his face.
"He's dead."
"Catching, isn't it?" Vimes looked at the grinning corpse. "Don't investigate. Keep out of it. Leave it to the assassins and Bloody Quirk. These are your orders."
"Corporal Carrot?"
"Sir?"
"These are your orders."
"Well, damn that. What did Vetinari think he was? Some kind of clockwork soldier?"
"We're going to find out what's been going on here."
"Yes, sir."
"Whatever else happens, we're going to find out."
The River Ankh is probably the only river in the universe on which the investigators can chalk the outline of the corpse.
"Dear Sergeant Colon, I hope you are well. The weather is fine. This is a corpse who we fished out of the river last night, but we don't know who he is, except he is a member of the Fool's Guild called Beano. He has been seriously hit on the back of the head and has been stuck under the bridge for some time. He is not a pretty sight. Captain Vimes says to find out things. He says he thinks it is mixed up with the murder of Mr. Hammerhock. He says talk to the fools. He says do it. Also, please find attached piece of paper. Captain Vimes says try it out on the alchemists."
Sergeant Colon stopped reading for a while to curse all alchemists.
"Because it is puzzling evidence. Hoping this finds you in good health. Yours faithfully, Carrot
Iron Founderson, CPL.
The sergeant scratched his head. What the hell did that all mean? Just after breakfast, a couple of senior jesters from the Fool's Guild had come in to pick up the corpse. Corpses in the river. Well, there was nothing very unusual about that. But it wasn't the way clowns died, usually. After all, what did a clown have that was worth stealing? What sort of a danger was a clown? As for the alchemists, he was blowed if he was... Of course, he didn't have to... He looked up at the recruits. They had to be good for something.
"Cuddy and Detritus don't salute. I've got a little job for you. Just take this piece of paper to the Alchemist's Guild, all right? And ask one of the loonies to tell you what he makes of it."
"Where's the Alchemist's Guild, Sergeant?"
said Cuddy.
"In the Street of Alchemists, of course," said Colon, "at the moment. But I should run if I were you."
The Alchemist's Guild is opposite the Gambler's Guild, usually. Sometimes it's above it, or below it, or falling in bits around it. The gamblers are occasionally asked why they continue to maintain an establishment opposite a guild which accidentally blows up its guild hall every few months. And they say, "Did you read the sign on the door when you came in?" The troll and the dwarf walked towards it, occasionally barging into each other by deliberate accident.
"Anyway, you so clever, he gave paper to me?"
"Huh, can you read it then, can you?"
"No, I tell you to read it, they're called delegation."
"Huh, can't read, can't count, stupid troll."
"Not stupid."
"Huh, yes, everyone knows trolls can't even count up to four."
In fact, trolls traditionally count like this. 1, 2, 3, many. And people assume this means that they can have no grasp of higher numbers. They don't realise that many can be a number. As in, 1, 2, 3, many. Many, 1, many, 2, many, 3, many, many. Many, many, 1, many, many, 2, many, many, 3, many, many, many. Many, 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 1, many, 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 2, many, 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 3. Lots.
"Eater of rats!
How many fingers am I holding up? You tell me, Mr. Clever Rocks in the Head."
"Many,"
Detritus hazarded.
"Ha ha ha, no, 5. You'll be in big trouble on payday. Sergeant Colon'll say, stupid troll, he won't know how many dollars I give him. He he he, how come you read the notice about joining the watch anyway? Got someone to read it to you?"
"How come you read notice? Get someone to hold you up?"
They walked into the door of the Alchemist's Guild.
"I knock. My job."
"I'll knock."
When Mr. Sendivoge, the guild secretary, opened the door, it was to find a dwarf hanging on the knocker and being swung up and down by a troll. He adjusted his crash helmet.
"Yes,"
he said. Cuddy let go.